BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The United States has expressed its concern about a judgment from the European Commission ordering the technology giant Apple to pay up to $14.5 billion in back taxes. The White House said such a unilateral approach threatened to undermine progress on making the international tax system fair. The Islamic State militant group says that one of its senior leaders, its spokesman Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, has been killed. A website affiliated to IS, Amaq, says he was killed while surveying operations to repel the military campaigns against Aleppo in Syria. The US military says Turkey and Kurdish forces have agreed to stop fighting each other in northern Syria. A spokesman said this was a loose agreement and the hope was that it would solidify. The US Department of Agriculture has closed offices in five states after receiving anonymous threats. It said officials were working with the FBI and police to determine whether the threats were credible. The United Nations says steps are now being taken to vet the health of peacekeepers before they're deployed on missions. Earlier this month, the UN finally acknowledged it contributed to an outbreak of cholera in Haiti that's killed 10,000 people in 6 years. An Italian bishop has condemned shoddy building practices during the funeral mass for victims of last week's earthquake. Bishop Domenico Pompile said earthquakes do not kill. He said it's the work of man that kills. The Nigerian Football Federation says that it doesn't have the money to pay the salary arrears of the coach of the National Olympic football team. Samson Siasia took Nigeria to the bronze medal in Rio, the country's only medal of the Games, but he is owed 5 months' pay. Cricket. England have scored the highest number of runs ever in a one-day international. They notched up 444 for three in 50 overs in an international against Pakistan at Trent Bridge in Nottingham. BBC News.